As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. And she came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about so many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Thanks for joining us on our journey through the Bible today, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Life is filled with choices, isn't it? Some choices are between good and bad. Those are the easy ones. Some choices are between good and better, or better and best. Those are the hard ones. Mary and Martha were sisters who loved Jesus. Both aimed to serve him. Martha's service took on an active form. She focused on preparing a meal for Jesus and his disciples. Mary's service took on a more reflective form. She sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. After a while, Martha felt like all the heavy lifting had been left for her. And she questioned the Lord's care and told Jesus to instruct Mary to help her. Remember what Jesus said? "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Martha's service was good, but Mary chose what was better. What about you? Are your priorities in perspective? Is your service to the Lord becoming a distraction to your worship of the Lord? Are you worried and upset about many things? Are you busy with many things when a few things are needed? Indeed, only one. Are you choosing the better? Are you choosing the best? Those are the things that cannot be taken away. Father, give me insight and perspective as I think through the ways I serve you. Don't let me use this passage to rationalize a weak commitment. And don't let me be so busy that I become distracted. Help me choose the better and the best to honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, we'd love to hear from you here at The Journey. You can share your requests or comments or any communication to this email address, prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org. As always, thanks for joining us on The Journey.